Buttigieg, facing backlash, promises to return $30,000 in lobbyist donations. By Tara Law. Days after reports spread that he's the only leading 2020 Democratic candidate taking lobbyist donations, South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg promised to return all donations from registered lobbyists. In an email sent to supporters Friday, Buttigieg vowed to return all contributions from lobbyists, which amounted to $30,250 from 39 individuals. Buttigieg also promised to not accept money from lobbyists going forward, as well as donations from corporate PACs and the fossil fuel industry. Mayor Pete will not be influenced by special interest money, and we understand that making this promise is an important part of that commitment, the email said. On April 18th, NBC News reported that Buttigieg was planning to hold a fundraiser in Washington, D.C. in May, hosted by at least one lobbyist. The Huffington Post reported on April 22nd that the event drew attention to the fact that Buttigieg is the most high-profile candidate to take donations from lobbyists. Party progressives have increasingly pushed Democratic candidates to forego donations from lobbyists, arguing that the contributions influence politics. As Dave Leventhal of the Center for Public Integrity noted in Time, Barack Obama appointed 31 of his campaign bundlers to ambassadorships. After news of Buttigieg accepting lobbyist donations broke, progressives tweeted their disappointment. Writer and activist Sean King tweeted that Buttigieg's decision to take the donations is a red flag. Buttigieg announced on April 1st that his campaign has received $7 million in donations. His average donation was $36.35, and 64% of all donations were under $200.